Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the web conference of Nemetschek Group. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Stefanie Zimmermann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you very much, operator, for your introduction. Good morning, everybody, and a warm welcome to our conference call regarding the figures of the fiscal year 2014. We have prepared a short presentation with the most important highlights in 2014, and we would also like to give you an outlook and the guidance for the next year or this year, fiscal year 2015. Let's start with the presentation. I would like to hand over to Mr. Patrick Heider, who will lead you through the presentation, and after the presentation, we will be happy to answer your questions.
Thank you, Stefanie. Also from my side, a warm welcome to the earnings call of the Nemetschek Group for the fiscal year 2014 and outlook 2015. As Stefanie mentioned, our presentation is structured into highlights 2014, facts and figures around the most important key drivers, and finally, our outlook to 2015. After the presentation, we invite you to a Q&A session, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. Let's start with the Nemetschek Group highlights for the fiscal year 2014. It was the most successful year of the Nemetschek Group. We outperformed the guidance in revenues and EBITDA margin. 218.5 million euro in revenues and an EBITDA margin of 26%. The revenue target was 211 million-260 million euro and the EBITDA margin in between 23%-25%. We performed a very strong year-end business with record numbers in Q4. 25.7% of growth to 65 million euro in revenues. The organic growth rate was 12.6%. Both software licenses with 20.7% and software services with 13.3% showed double-digit growth rates in fiscal year 2014. International markets increased by 19.5% to 131.5 million euro. We achieved a significantly higher share in the U.S. due to organic growth and Bluebeam acquisition. The positive results arise from success in the brands, like the integration of Cinderenderer from Maxon into the CAD brands, the positive response on new releases, and the strengthened competence from the group into Five Dimensions and OpenBIM. On slide three, you can see that profitability grew stronger than revenues in the fiscal year 2014. EBITDA for fiscal year 2014 is up by 22.8% to 57 million euro. This reflects a margin of 26%. Net income on group shares showed significant growth of 31.1% to 31.5 million euro. That leads us to an EPS of €3.27. Net income without PPA is at 35.3 million euro. The EPS without PPA accordingly at €3.67. Our solid balance sheet structure with the healthy equity ratio of 46.8% gives us leeway to continue our investment and acquisition strategy. One of the highlights in 2014 was the acquisition of Bluebeam. The acquisition is an excellent strategic fit, international and technology-wise. Moreover, we acquired strong and fast-growing business with a very experienced and professional management team. The integration of Bluebeam is well on track. 2014 revenues contribution was 4.9 million euro with an EBITDA margin of around 20%. Our shareholders will participate from those excellent results in 2014. The executive and supervisory board will propose a dividend payment of €1.60 per share to the shareholders meeting in May 2015. Our further investments into organic and inorganic growth, as well as positive development of shareholders' participation, is in our perspective an excellent fit and goes hand in hand. Turning to page four, we painted the revenue development per quarter in 2014. The growth rate for the fiscal year 2014 was 17.5%, organic 10%. Q4 growth rate was very strong with 25.7%, organic 12.6%. Currency adjusted growth in the fiscal year 2014 was 17.6%, in Q4 23.3%. On page 5, we can notice how we accelerated the international growth in the past 5 years. With a CAGR of 10% overall growth rates, we increased the share of revenue in strategic important markets, Asia and Americas. At the same time, we confirmed our market-leading position in the DACH region. We will be passionate to continue this development in the upcoming years. The well-balanced growth of software licenses and software services contracts was a big success factor in 2014. Software licenses were up by 20.7% to €105 million, including new customer wins and so an increasing customer base. Software services were up by 13.3% to €101 million. Recurring revenues are secured. On page 7, you can see that EBITDA margin exceeded target range of 23-25. EBITDA increased overproportional compared to revenues by 22.8% to a margin of 26%. Bluebeam acquisition costs are included. Continuing investments into further internationalization, new customer segments, 5D competence, and strategic corporations will follow in 2015. Turning to page 8, we can see the strong EPS development. Net results on group shares up by 31.1% to €31.5 million. That is an EPS of €3.27. Net results on group shares without PPA at €35.3 million, increase of 19.1%, EPS accordingly at €3.67. In the segment overview on page 9, we can see that all segments were developing well in 2014. The design segment was the main growth driver with an increase of 17.1%, organic growth of 11%, and the margin of 25%. In the build segment, we recovered after a weaker Q3 and came up with a flat organic development for 2014. Q4 was organically very strong with 11%. Lower margin are because of low activation of own work capitalized in 2014. The managed segment showed a strong Q4 with 12.3% organic growth. The fiscal year 2014 showed solid development with stable margin situation. Media and entertainment showed very strong year-end business with revenue growth in Q4 of 32.9%. Planned investments into new customer segments will have an impact on margin this year. Our cash flow situation, shown on page 10, is very stable and healthy. Operating cash flow increased by 9.8% year-on-year to €44.2 million. Within the investing cash flow, the capex of €3.5 million were as expected and below last year. Cash paid for acquisition of €76 million. The main drivers for the cash flow from financing activities were the dividend payment of €12.5 million after AGM in May 2014 and the bank loan of €60 million with an interest rate of 1.03% for the Bluebeam acquisition. The balance sheet, shown on page 11, is mainly influenced by Bluebeam acquisition. On the asset side, intangible assets increased to €68.8 million. Goodwill up to €111.3 million. Liabilities increased mainly due to loan of Bluebeam acquisition, €12 million into current liabilities, €48 million into non-current liabilities. Equity ratio is at 46.8%, still on a solid level, giving us leeway to grow further via acquisitions. As I mentioned before, we will propose to the AGM on May 20th an increase of dividend by 23% to €1.60 per share. This is for the extraordinary results in year 2014. In total, €15.4 million will be paid out to the shareholders in May 2015 after the AGM. Since 2009, we paid more than €64 million in total in the last 6 years. This fact is in line with our further growth strategy. On the last slide of our presentation, we come to our optimistic outlook 2015. We expect a continuing robust development of construction markets. Additional growth coming from trends such as OpenBIM, 5 Dimensions, and collaborations. We cover them all. Our strategic positioning is unique. Clear focus on AEC market, leading open BIM solutions, and having the strongest brands independently acting in the markets. Due to our healthy financial structure, we are capable of investing in organic and inorganic growth. That leads us to the following guidance for the fiscal year 2015. Revenues will grow between 20 and 23% to €262 to €269 million. That will be an organic growth rate of 6 to 9%. The guidance for EBITDA will be between 62 and 65 million euro. Please consider the following parameter for the guidance. The guidance is based on a US dollar euro blend rate of 1.25. During the year, we will inform you transparent on currency influences on our results. Please be aware that companies based in countries with strengthened currency invoicing in this currency in countries with lagging countries will face a pricing challenge. This is valid at the moment for the US-based companies invoicing in US dollar in Europe and Japan. Based on our blend rate and the fact that Bluebeam will contribute in 2015 10 months in inorganic growth and 2 months to organic growth, we guide that Bluebeam will grow year on year around 30%. That was our short presentation about the financial year, the fiscal year 2014, and the guidance for 2015. And now we are happy to answer your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Galmunda, Berenberg Bank. Your line is now open. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Hi. Good morning. I've got a few questions, if I can. The first one is about your international expansion post Bluebeam acquisition. Could we say that there is now increased focus on the U.S. going forward, or will international expansion kind of vary between Asia and the U.S.? That's the first one. And then follow on from that, considering Autodesk recently announced that they will cease most perpetual licenses sales in January next year. Do you see there will be any impact on your business coming from that? And some people indicate that there might be some upside from people that just don't want to rent their software and want to buy it. Do you see any potential upside in US from that? And the last question is just on FX. It didn't seem to have a material impact on FY14 growth, but what are your assumptions for FY15? Thank you.
Okay, I'm happy to answer your question, Gal. Thank you. For the international expansion plans, we clearly stated in the last months that our main focus drivers will be Asia, so don't forget about Europe, that's clear, but then Asia and the Americas. But with the Bluebeam acquisition, we clearly set the focus, the first priority, let's say, to the U.S., because we have a lot of opportunities in the U.S., and that's, by the way, the home market of Autodesk as well. So we are with SIA, with Nemetschek Vectorworks, with Graphisoft, and now with Bluebeam in the situation in the U.S. market to go deeper in there and penetrate and gain more customers there. And especially in the very interesting construction site area where Bluebeam has 92% of revenues in. So that will be very interesting. But to answer your question, clearly the first priority will be the U.S. market. But we're still continuing thinking about Asia and investing into Asia and Europe as well. So those are the three, let's say, international regions. Coming to your second question, is the Autodesk situation as we already communicated last year that we benefited from that move from Autodesk, and we see a so-called transition period for 2 years, and that will hold until the beginning of next year. And we think that we will continue benefiting from that situation. And we do think, of course, about strategic corporations as well with partners in order to get interesting into new customer segments as well. And we will focus on that topic, and we will do our very best in order to gain more market share as we did last year and getting the customer convinced to change into our world. Yes, we do see an impact, but as you might know, it's not really, I cannot really quantify that impact. And for the FX, as you said, in 2014, we didn't have so much impact into our results, and I just communicated them. And of course, we do see an impact already that year, and there's already, as I told you, the 1.25 euro as a blend rate we included into our guidance. As we know, actually, that the exchange rate is different. So we take that into consideration and we'll always have open book. And for us, it's very important anyway to see that we are operative growing with our brands, and this is what we're going to communicate. But as I said, it's not as easy that we only see a positive impact on our results. So we see as well a price challenge for the US-based companies invoicing in the weakening zones, we call them. So that's at the moment Japan with yen and Europe with the euro, because they will challenge a pricing issue because they need to invoice, continue invoicing US dollar. So it might be, it's always a complex issue, but we keep it transparent and we will inform you already that you one call within a month about the impact.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Alexander Dreves, Montega AG. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you. Follow up on the FX effects. So as far as I understand, you're planning right now with $1.25, but at the same time you're aware that that it might affect your revenue guidance to the positive, right? Or do you expect the US dollar to go back to $1.25?
No, we don't expect that. But we clearly need to say, as I said, it's not that easy that we only see positive results coming out of that one. As we said, we have two companies at the moment, that's Bluebeam and Vectorworks in the US base. That's our US dollar companies. They're invoicing in international affairs in US dollar, and they're facing a pricing challenge, and we need to influence that one as well. I do not say that the guidance or the result on that development is not positive for us, but we need to balance it somehow, and we would like to give you an idea with what we planned already into the results and keep you on track. We need to have a fixed point, and that was the idea of having the $1.25 into the plan rate, and then we inform you very transparent in the results what is the currency effect.
Okay, thank you. And another question is, could you provide us with the expected PPAs for Bluebeam this year?
Yes, here. So we will have the results are at the moment they are preliminary, but that means 95% is everything is secured. But I keep you the Bluebeam effect will be next year. It was already booked in 2014, 0.8 million euro, and for 2015 we expect 5.5 million.
5.5. Yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello, good morning. Just a brief question on the 5.5 million. It's total PPA or just for Bluebeam, because this was not clear. Second question is regarding the cost that you have allocated to the internationalization of your business, as well as expansion of your business in the multimedia segment, as well as 5D technology. So how much is that in total? And how much will be realized via people that you employ, and how much did you allocate to, let's say, other costs, where probably third parties will help you to get access to certain markets, etc., just to get the feeling of how this is composed. And the last question is on maintenance. Could you tell us how much of the maintenance growth was from acquisition? Thank you.
Okay. So the first one, that was only for Bluebeam. Mr. Fripps only asked me for Bluebeam, but all in all, the next year's estimation will be 10 million. So we have for all the companies, the PPA depreciation, including Bluebeam, will be 10 million. For the second one, the international costs you have been asking for, I'm not quite sure. Please correct me if I'm wrong to answer your question, but I cannot give you a detailed figure about. I only can say that we're continuing into those investments, giving you a kind of feeling what that does mean on an example for Bluebeam. Bluebeam, that's what we all announced already, had the focus in the US. They would like to come to Europe. Their software is already ready to go to Europe because it's only an adaptation of language. But that's all around how to come to Europe. That's founding an entity, entering into certain focus countries, and that's all about costs and putting the focus into structure in order to set up their revenue model into Europe. And that's, I cannot give you an idea into a rough budget, I would say, international investments, but that we would only like to go ahead with this pie chart I showed you in the presentation in order to make our whole revenue model more balanced and not from the risk diversification view. It's better to go more international, and that's what we would like to do. Your third question was...
The maintenance.
Okay. So that was the organic growth was for 2015. Okay, here we go. The software services was 7.2%.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And the last question was about...
I think we're done. No?
Okay, so you're fine.
I'm fine, yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Lars Dannenberg, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Just a follow-up regarding Bluebeam. What will be the integration cost for Bluebeam for 2015 and the EBITDA contribution? I mean, we have the sales contribution of Bluebeam. You gave organic guidance for sales, but what would be the 2015 Bluebeam contribution? And then the other question will be regarding the build segment, where do you expect the growth to come from in 15? And last on the multimedia segment, where was the strong growth coming from in Q4? And is this kind of a run rate now after release of the new Cinema 4D?
Mm-hmm. Okay. For the Bluebeam acquisition costs, they are finalized. We've reported the acquisition costs already. Everything is complete in 2014. That was around 1.2 million euro. And this is finalized. So this is all into 2014. We expect them into a margin where they achieved around that year. That's around the 20%. And this is why there is a smaller dilution, because the average group level is, they are below the average group level, but we expect him to go there. And what we always said, after 3-4 years in that range, we're going to happy to lift them up to the average group margin. So to answer your question, we expect them to stay stable on that point of view, around the 20%. In the build segment, where contribution of Bluebeam is also in the build segment, but we're going to see a good development as well. That what we announced and we saw already in Q4 last year, that Nevaris is going to the market and it's finished, and we do see a good development there, and we also see in the Bau Financials part of the Bau Software product a very good development. So we expect the range of 6-9%. In that guidance perspective as well, organically in the build segment. So we do see that we are settled up, and after the weaker Q3 we reported last year, we already saw in Q4 last year that it's going to grow organically wise as well. In the media segment, you are right. There was a very good development in Q4. By the way, we renamed, as you recognize maybe, the multimedia segment into media and entertainment. And in the media and entertainment, that's Maxon, and we already gave you the idea. There is a one-time effect into, and that was all about the Adobe acquisition, and we can give you the Adobe cooperation and partnership. That was around 650,000, which is in the revenue shown. There will be a smaller part, not again the 650 shown as a one-time effect in Q1 2015, but that was included into the results in the media segment for the Maxon. And we're going to see a lot of investments. That's what we already announced in the last year. We will agree with, or we agreed already with Maxon, the media and entertainment segment, that they're going to invest into new customer segments, like the gaming industry, more into internationalization. And this is why we agreed on then with the so-called long-term planning agreement. And they are going to invest into margin and coming back with an overproportional revenue size in three years, and this is what we see in the media and entertainment segment.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Knut Waller, Baader Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Three questions. Firstly, on the operating cash flow that was a bit down as a percentage of revenues, in 14 compared to 13. Was that mainly due to Bluebeam? And do you expect it to get back to the level that we have seen in 13? Then secondly, on your guidance, if you look at current exchange rates, can you give us an idea what your guidance would look like at current exchange rates, especially on the US dollar side? And then lastly, can you remind us what the Allplan growth was in 2014? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. For the operating cash flow, as we reported, we had a very strong Q4, and we do see no one-time effects, no special effects, but we do see somehow a natural effect that you always, when you have a strong, very strong Q4, you have an increase in the trade receivables and in the tax payments, for example. So that was why it was not going in line with the turnover or with the strong Q4. This is why it seems to be growing on, not only seems, but it grew a little bit under proportional in the sense of the revenue development. This is the only reason. There's nothing else, and there's no impact from the Bluebeam business. It's in general the strong Q4. Your second question was about the FX exchange. As I already said, there is already an impact in there because actually there's a different currency exchange rate. We blend obviously with the 125 and we'll see the impact. But as I said as well, there's a challenge on both sides, the positive, so the negative side. And to answer your question in detail, no, I can give you not an idea, a clear figure. What would be the actual for the actual or for different figures for in the sense of different scenarios, I would say. And for the Allplan growth rate, we can announce that we are really happy to see them within the organic growth rate, 6 to 9%. So that was what we all wanted to have. After years, they grew in a very positive way. So we are really happy with that so-called realignment program we gave you as an idea last year. And we are already thinking about going more international with the Allplan organization as well with their products. They could play a part in the U.S. strategy as well. And we're happy to see they're integrating more in the international perspective as well. So they were growing very good for last year and we see a positive development.
Maybe just a quick follow-up, Patrick. Was it rather to the 6% or rather to the 9% that Allplan reported?
I would say exactly in the middle.
In the middle. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Currently, there are no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. There are no further questions. I hand back to the speakers.
Okay, thank you very much for your interesting questions, for your interest into our call. We are happy to work together with you in a very successful 2015 as well, and we wish you a very nice day. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.